The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We've got the cities that can bestow the freedom of said city on citizens of the country. And of course, then there's individual awards people can win. Awards like the Rose of Tralee, for example. Olivia Fahey is with me, the editor of Geek Ireland. Olivia, is it true that you wanted that award, that honour bestowed on you back in 2013? Hello, Olivia. Have we Edward Hayden there?
Yes, Kieran, good evening. How are you?
Well, at least you're there, Edward. But I understand you never tried to be the Rose of Tralee.
No, I didn't. But isn't it funny that you mention it? I remember about 4 or 5 years ago, my friends thought I'd be ideal for the escort and was convinced I'd win escort of the year and cut out the application form out of the paper. But suffice to say, it never got filled in.
Well, so you went that far. You did. You flirted with the idea, if that's right.
Oh, no, I didn't flirt with the idea. It was flirted with on my behalf.
Oh, but I see.
I quashed such flirtations.
So why not? Why? I think you make a great escort.
There you have it. Maybe next year, even though I'm getting a bit long in the tooth now, I think, to be an escort. I think I've passed the shelf life of that. No, listen, it wasn't for me at the time, Kieran. But I mean, even looking at it, I was watching it last night. And, do you know, you can't but, we're talking about flirtations. I think you can't but get somewhat seduced by it. Whatever level of, you know, criticism or caution that you might apply to it, I think you can't help but get sucked in to it. And I mean, I actually watched, not religiously last night, but I watched it on and off. And I believed them all, the escorts and the roses, when they all said they were like one big happy family. So maybe they are the Waltons down in Tralee.
Yeah, maybe they are. I mean, it's amazing every year there's this kind of big national debate about it and whether it's kind of fit for purpose or it's of 2024, 2023, 2020, insert year here, because the debate has gone on as long as I can remember. And then, I mean, the viewing figures for it are fairly healthy every year as well. Lots of people love it.
I think, isn't it something like it's the cultural piece of it all. And I think, you know, we all want to kind of watch it, no more than the Eurovision or the All-Ireland or all these sorts of things. I think we want to be part of it. And I think somewhat in our DNA, there is this sense of us being very patriotic towards it. I mean, it is a bit of a curate's egg in parts. But I would suggest, you know, taking all of it, and I buy into both sides of the debate, you know, whether it's about, you know, the positives of the development or that cultural connection or heritage versus the kind of the representation, inclusivity and all that sort of thing. I buy into both sides of the debate, but it's fairly innocuous. It doesn't do any harm. It's two nights of entertainment that you can either, you know, really enjoy, or you can kind of sit on your couch and mock a little bit. But I will say, I think Dahi O'Shea and Catherine Thomas did a great job. And I also felt that they believed it. And I think that's what's really important. I mean, to sell something, you have to believe in it.
Yeah.
And I did think that they really believed it.
Yeah, got to be authentic. Got to be authentic. Olivia Fahey, the editor of Geek Ireland, is with us now. Olivia, you wanted to be said Rose of Tralee, is that right?
I did. I actually went for the Dublin Rose of Tralee in 2013. So my grandmother was a proud Kerry woman and had always dreamed of me doing it. So I decided the year that she was turning 90, I was going to throw my hat in the ring. So, and it was something that I never expected to enjoy as much as I did. I'm quite, sure you've met me, I'm quite a tomboy. Like, I've got Star Wars tattoos. Like, it's a lot girlier than what I would have expected myself to do. But you know what? Everybody was so different, they were so unique and so friendly that it actually ended up being a really, really positive experience, because we all just became really good friends. And even though we knew that there was a competition aspect to it, we were all there supporting each other, cheering each other on, and it ended up being a really, really wonderful experience.
So what's the process? I mean, like, when you fill in that initial form to apply, like, how much do you reveal about yourself? And is it kind of like what we see from Killarney, but just on or from Tralee rather, obviously the name's in the suggestion is in the title, from Tralee. Is it kind of that on a local level, like a version of Dahi interviewing you?
Yeah, so it depends on how many competitors there are. So our year, there were a lot of people applying for the Dublin Rose that year. So we actually had a very similar setup that it was over two nights. We had a host and you were kind of like interviewed on stage, but you'd already had your interviews with the judges beforehand where they kind of asked you questions based on your own questionnaire that you'd filled in beforehand. And I always remember one of the questions was, have you any particular likes or dislikes? And I have a thing against onions. I can't stand them. I hate that they're in every food all the time. And they just looked at me at one point and went, do we dare ask about the onions? And I was like, oh, no, I think a page and a half of A4 paper is enough to tell you how much I hate onions.
So do you feel like under pressure to come up with something when you're filling out that form, unique, like somebody filling out a CV? How am I going to make my CV stand out from everybody else's?
Honestly, I think because I was coming into it from a different perspective, I went into it as myself. At the time, I was actually working for Guinness Storehouse, and that became quite a funny joke throughout the process that, you know, if anyone mentioned like traditional jobs and things like that, they're like, oh, sure, Olivia's a walking stereotype. She works for Guinness and all this type of stuff. So I went into it more kind of like I was just going to be myself. And I think a lot of people have that kind of feeling because at the end of the day, you don't really know what they're looking for because it's been so different every year. And I think that's what kind of makes it special, that it is just kind of like whoever kind of takes their fancy that year is the one. And there's no kind of rhyme or reason behind it, really.
Edward, on the job front, I mean, is that one thing that seems missing from the roses each year? A bit of variety in terms of employment?
Sure. Listen, I mean, again, if you were to kind of...
Where's the Mary Byrne? Where's the yeah. person working down the till in Tesco?
Yeah, wouldn't you love someone working? Or, you know, I was just watching last night. I mean, everyone, they have degrees and masters coming out of their wazoo. And you'd love someone to kind of say, well, actually, you know, I'm currently between jobs or I'm on the social welfare, you know, or I'm a waitress or something like that. Everybody is kind of, you know, a lead or a people's, a talent scout or, you know, in a kind of a senior job somewhere and kind of seems to have it all about. I mean, the girls last night were relatively young and again, seemed to have it all together. So I wonder where's the, you know, the bit of the divilment or someone whose life is in chaos and kind of, you know, struggling to put it all together. So, I mean, I think that's the representation piece. So is it a case that maybe these people are being culled at the regional qualifiers? I don't know, but everyone seems to be highly qualified and be ready for this kind of role of a master of philanthropy for the year ahead, should they win.
Oh, Olivia, maybe you're that person who was culled, whose life is in chaos, as Edward says.
Yeah, I do always remember we were making a joke at the time that there was a lot of teachers and nurses in the selection process that year. And I think the girl who represented Dublin that year was a lawyer, actually. So we were like, oh, they went for one of the other ones this year.
It sounds like coppers, maybe, of a Saturday night. Anyway, full of teachers and nurses. Olivia Fahey, editor of Geek Ireland. Edward Hayden, chef and radio broadcaster. Edward and Olivia, thank you both very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.